Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lulei Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Reb Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Nazir. We are in Perek Ches. We'll cover the whole Perek because it's two Mishnayos, but they're a little bit confusing. Shnei Nazirim She'amar Lehem Echad. What if you have two Nazirim standing together and someone who was watching them far away said, "Look, Ra'isi Echad Mikem Shenitma Ve'eni Yodea Eze Mikem." I saw one of you become Tamei because you are in contact with a dead person, but I don't know which one of you is Tamei. So now everyone's in doubt whether he was Tamei or if he's still Tar. The one who became Tamei has to shave right now, bring karbanos for the Tumah, and then start the Naziris again. But the one who's Tar is not allowed to shave now until the end of the Naziris, when he would bring what we call Tegalachas HaTara, where he must finish his regular Naziris. And since neither one knows what to do, they should do the following. They should follow Naziris until the end of 30 days, at which time they would megalchin, they would shave their heads, since they are now, whether they're Torah or Tameh, allowed to shave. When we be in carbon tumah, but carbon tara. At that time, you bring a carbon for tumah and for tara. The omer, one of the nazirim, says to the other, "Im ani hua tameh carbon tumah shali be carbon tara shalach." If I was the one who's tameh, you're the one who's tara. So then, the carbon tumah we're bringing is mine. The carbon tara is yours. Im ani hua tara carbon tara shali be carbon tumah shalach. If I was the tara one, so then the carbon for tara is mine. The carbon for tumah is yours. And so therefore, the one who was Tamei can now count the Naziris again, while the one who was Tor finished his Naziris. So from Shloshim Yom. And they counted 30 days. And we be in Karban Tara. And at the end of the 30 days, they bring between them a Karban for Tara. And they end the Naziris. Since only the one who was originally Tamei is finishing this new count, only the one set of Karbanos is offered. And it's set aside for the correct Nazir. The Omer, and then he says, if I am the one who was originally Tamei, and you're the one who was Tar, so Karban Tumah Shali, then the Karban Tumah that was brought was mine, and so the Karban Tara Shalach, and the Karban Tara was yours, and it finished your Naziris. And so this Karban Tara now is mine, and it finishes my Naziris. If I was Torah at the original time, and you're the one who was Tameh, so Karban Tara shall be Karban Tumah Shalach, for that Karban Tarasach. So then the Karban Tara that was previously brought was mine, and ended my Naziris. The Karban Tumah that was brought then was yours, and so you should count, you had to count again. And so now it's 60 days later. So now the carbon tower that we're bringing finishes your Naziris. And now everybody's finished, which is fine, assuming both of them make it that far. But Mace Echad Mehem, if one of the Nazirim died before they had a chance to act on the procedure, so Amar Rabbi Yeshua says, you still need to find somebody to cover the gap. Yivakish Echad Menashuk, Shigar Sheyidor Kenegdo Menazir. So the surviving Nazir should look for someone who will be a Nazir, and we'll say, look, I'll keep my Naziris under special conditions. The Omer, and so the surviving Nazir says to the guy who's willing to be a Nazir, Em Tamei Hayisi, if I was Tamei at the time, Sariata Nazir Miyad, you're a Nazir right now, for 30 days. Bim Torah, you see, if I was Torah now, Hariata Nazir Achash Shloshim Yom, your Naziris will first start 30 days from now. And so after the first 30 days, only one will be finishing the Naziris, only one will bring a Karban Tara. So from Shloshim Yom, they finish the 30 days, so that the new Nazir, if he became a Nazir, will have a term that will have already expired. And we him Karban Tumah, a Karban Tara, and at that point, they bring a Karban Tumah and a Karban Tara. The Omer and the Nazir who survives says, Imani wa Tamei Karban Tumah Shali be Karban Tara Shalach. If I'm the one who is Tamei, and the dead person was Tara, so the Karban Tumah here is mine, and the Karban Tara is yours, and your Naziris is done. If I was originally Tar, Karban Tara Shali, so then the Karban Tara we're bringing now is mine, right? But Karban Tumah Besafek, the Karban Tumah is now doubtful, because we don't know what the deal was. The other person would be dead, right? From Shloshim Yom, they have to count another 30 days, because somebody is now a Nazir. Umaviv and Karban Tara, and then they'll bring a Karban Tara. The Omer, Imaniwa Tame, if I was the one who was Tame originally, Karban Tumah Shali, then the original Karban Tumah we brought 30 days ago was mine. Karban Tara Shalach, your Naziris really ended 30 days ago. Bizet Karban Tarasi, and this is my Karban for becoming Tar. If I was originally tar, carbon tower shali, my carbon tower was there, but carbon tumma b'safek, and the carbon tumma we brought them was safek, b'zeh, carbon tarasech, and now this carbon that you're bringing now, that's for your naziris. Samalo ben Zoma ben Zohar says, wait a second. Who's going to ever bother to listen to the surviving Nazir to say that you should just take a Naziris with two different starting dates? Nobody's going to take a Naziris which is in doubt. Ella, maybe Chantas Ofa Olas Behema. Rather, the Nazir who survives should deal with his suffix in the following way. He should turn around and keep the original 30 days, and bring a chatos ha'of for Toma in case he was Tamei, and bring a lamb as an Ola in case he was Tara. Biomer, and he says, and should say for himself, in Tamei ayisi achatos mechobasi ve'ola nedava, he should say, if I was Tamei, then the bird chatos is part of my obligation, and the animal is an Ola. Bimtar ayisi, but if I was Tar, then the Ola will be a part of my obligation, and the chatos will be a safek. Right? And maybe I was not Tar. V'sofer shloshim yom, and then I'll count 30 days. So maybe carbon Tara, and I'll bring a carbon Tara. V'omrim tamei ha'isi ha'ola rishona nedava v'zu chova. V'im tar ha'isi ha'ola rishona chova v'zu nedava. V'zeh shar karbani. I'll count the 30 days, and I'll bring a carbon Tara. And then he'll finish his Naziris. And he'll say as follows, if I was Tamei, so the first Ola is a Nadava, and this is an obligation, and if I am Tar, if I was Tar, so the Ola, the first Ola was an obligation, this is a Nadava, it's a voluntary Karban, and this is the rest of my Karbanos. Samar B'Yeshua, Nim says that may be Karbanos of Lechatzim. It sounds like he's bringing Tara Karbanos in parts. Because if he was Tar, he brought the Ola at the end of the first 30 days, and the Chatas and the Shlam at the end of the second 30 days. That's weird. The Chacham said that this is what the Nazir should do. There's no problem with bringing Tara Karbanos at two separate times, and therefore you have nothing to worry about. Nazir Shaya Tamei B'Safek. What if a Nazir was Tamei, he was not sure if he came into contact with Tumah? Umuchlak B'Safek. He also wasn't sure if he was a Mitzora whose Saras had healed. So Ocha B'Kachim Achar Shishim Yom, we can only eat Kachim after 60 days from the beginning of this episode, because he may be a healed Mitzora who was not allowed to eat Kodesh until he brought his Karbanos. But before he could bring his Karbanos, he has to shave his entire body twice. That's a problem, because as a Nazir, he can't shave his body here unless he's sure he's a Mitzora. And so he can only shave on days when shaving is permitted, which occurs every 30 days, and so it's going to take him 60 days to just do two body shaves. And then he can finish purifying himself by bringing his Karbanos on the day after 60 days, and then he can eat Kodesh. And forget about that. He's no longer a Mitzora, but he's a Safek Nazir Tamei, Safek Nazir Tar, which means he has to start that process. And that process is going to take him 60 days again. It turns out he's going to have 120 days before he can get out of the whole process. Shetikalachas ha-nega docha tikalachas ha-nazir b'zman shi-vadai. Abu b'zman shi-safek eina docha. The obligation to shave for tzaras overrides a nazir only when the tzaras is certain. But if it's a suffix, it's not going to override. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.